Okay, let's unpack this. We all live with smart devices, right? They're constantly sensing our environments, but that nagging privacy question always lingers, doesn't
Oh,
it?
absolutely. It's a huge concern.
What if you could have the convenience of activity tracking, knowing what's happening at home without a single camera or microphone sort of peeking into your private life?
That's the dream, really. Well, today we're diving deep into some fascinating new research. It's from Carnegie Mellon on a groundbreaking system called VAX. And our mission here is to peel back the layers, see how it manages to give us smart activity recognition without compromising that personal space.
Right. Historically, human activity recognition, HAR, it's relied really heavily on video and audio sensors.
Yeah, the obvious ones.
Exactly. They capture incredibly rich data. I mean, they allow systems to understand what you're doing, whether you're cooking or exercising. However, the major concern is obvious, like you said. Cameras and microphones in your private spaces, it can feel incredibly invasive. Yeah, I know for me, the idea of a camera in my kitchen, even if it's just for activity recognition, that's always felt like a bridge too far.
Totally understandable.
So effectively, you're saying current privacy-friendly sensors, things like millimeter wave radars or thermal arrays, they often fall short.
That's generally been the case,
Yeah.
yeah. They're either too difficult to set up, needing a ton of manual training data for each new place,
Right.
or they're just not generalizable enough for real-world use without constant tweaking.
Imagine trying to manually label every time someone poured a glass of water for weeks on end.
Exactly. You'd need a
Ugh.
full-time job just for that. That really highlights the core dilemma. You either
Yeah.
get good data or you get privacy, traditionally.
And this is precisely where VX steps in with, well, a truly ingenious workaround. Imagine a system that uses those rich but, privacy invasive audio and video sensors for just a short initial period. We're talking days, maybe, not weeks or months.
Just temporary.
Right. During this training phase, these AV sensors, they leverage standard pre-trained AI models, things already good at recognizing common objects and sounds, and they automatically generate labels for your common activities.
And what's fascinating here is that VX then uses those automatically generated labels to train other, much more privacy-sensitive sensors.
Okay, so the AV teaches the other sensors.
Precisely. We're talking about technologies like MEMWave Doppler radars. They detect movement patterns, speed and direction.
Right.
LIDARs for position sensing, where things are. Low-resolution thermal sensors. And they designed these to be only 10 by 8 pixels.
Wow, tiny.
Yeah, so they don't capture personally identifiable information. And even sound localization arrays that tell you where a sound is coming from, crucially, not what is being said.
Location, not content. That's clever.
Exactly. So once these privacy-preserving sensors are trained up using those initial
You
labels,
pull the plug on the cameras and mic.
you got it. You can be removed altogether. And you're left with a system that understands your activities without visually or audibly observing you directly anymore.
So that initial short period of AV sensing is like sufficient to capture enough variety in activities. What if you introduce a new activity later, say, a new workout routine?
That's a great question. The initial period captures a pretty robust baseline, but VAX is designed to be incredibly adaptive.
Okay, but the crucial question is, how well does this ingenious system actually perform in the real world? Because 84% accuracy after the AV is gone sounds impressive.
It is pretty good.
But for some sensitive applications, that gap from the initial 90% could be critical. How does VAX bridge that, or what are the remaining challenges there?
Well, that's where the real magic happens, actually. In studies they conducted across 10 different homes, tracking 17 common activities, VAX maintained an 84% average accuracy after the AV components were removed, which, as you said, is solid. But here's the kicker. For those couple of activities, typically like 2 out of the 17 that the initial AV pipeline struggled with,
Right, the tricky ones.
yeah, VXX only needed one single labeled example from the user, just one instance pointed out,
Just one.
just one, to get them fully integrated. That's an 8x reduction in effort compared to traditional methods where you'd be labeling lots of examples manually.
Wow, okay, that really is quite remarkable, isn't it? To gain so much privacy while giving up so little in terms of accuracy and minimal user effort needed for correction.
It really is. And this raises an important question, or rather, points to the potential, right?
The one.
Think about it. This isn't just about knowing if you're baking or washing dishes, as useful as that might be.
Sure.
The ability to automatically train or bootstrap these advanced capabilities in less intrusive ways. It opens up possibilities beyond simple activity recognition. Well, things like training robots in complex, noisy environments where cameras might struggle or privacy is needed, or even understanding activity patterns in multi-person households by correlating sensor data with personal smart devices like your phone or watch.
Interesting. So linking anonymous sensor data to individuals via their own devices?
Potentially, yeah. It's about building smarter systems without that constant feeling of being watched or listened to.
It's incredible, really, to see how VX seems to redefine what's possible in smart environments, offering both, you know, robust activity tracking and genuine privacy.
Absolutely. And if we connect this to the bigger picture, VX highlights a really powerful new paradigm, I think.
A new way of thinking about it.
Yeah. This privacy-first, self-training or bootstrapping approach. It makes you wonder, what other areas of our daily lives could benefit from this? Where else could we gain valuable insights while, crucially, maintaining our personal boundaries?
That's a great final thought. Where else can this clever trade-off be applied? Something for us all to think about.